He is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. And so in joy and thanksgiving and praise, we come this day to the house of the Lord. We welcome you. We welcome everyone who has joined us for this special celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. We'd like to give special, as far as announcements, give special thanks to all those who provided flowers to beautify the sanctuary. Also, again, thanks to those who helped with preparing and doing everything with the Easter breakfast. I believe all of the announcements are pretty much explanatory in the bulletin. The one thing coming up close to call your attention to is that viewing of The Chosen will be returned once again starting this Wednesday at 6:30. All the other announcements are in the bulletin. So we just want to welcome you. And as we join together in praise, let us begin with our opening hymn, 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. The day of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will, and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll join together now in the responsive speaking of the introit, Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God.
For in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord.
I have no good apart from you.
As for the saints in the land,
they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply.
Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
You hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices.
My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your Holy One see corruption.
You make known to me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father,
through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Special thank you to the members of the choir for sharing your musical talents with us on this joyous Easter morning. As once again we have to say, the Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. The first reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Acts chapter 10. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you to rise for the Alleluia and verse and the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, which also serves as the text for our meditation today, from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. We join together now in making profession of our Christian faith as we speak the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made,
being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our worship continues with the children's message. I'd like to have them come up and join me. How are you today?
Good.
I'm sure glad to hear that, and it's great to see all of you here. I brought along something that maybe you have seen before. What is it?
A tissue box.
Well, if you've ever seen or used a tissue box, you know what the hardest part is?
What?
Getting it open.
No, it's easy.
First you gotta tear this off. You gotta open that up before you can even see what's inside. And then, the hard part is getting out that first tissue. It doesn't always want to come so easily, does it? But, it's out. The first one was the hardest. But after that, did you notice what happened? Another one came out.
It rose up.
Exactly.
Like Jesus.
Exactly. You got my whole point. It rose up just like Jesus.
But sometimes it doesn't.
Well, sometimes that's difficult to get those next ones out. But if everything goes the way it's supposed to, the next one comes up. In fact, in the Bible it even says Jesus is the first fruits of those who sleep. And now to me, when I hear a term like first fruits, what would that imply? What would you think of?
First Adam to rise.
Okay, the first one to rise. And if it's first fruits, that also means, to me, also means that there's going to be second fruits and third fruits and fourth fruits. And so on and so on. But Jesus was the first one. Well, Adam and Eve, but you know what? Because of sin, Adam and Eve had to die. Because of sin, you and I, we all trace our ancestry back to Adam and Eve, and we also are born with sin. And if we died with that sin, we would be lost. But today, we are reminded just how thankful we can truly be.
Yeah.
Because everything that Jesus did, we look up there and we see the cross, and that reminds us of how much Jesus loved us, how much God loved us, that he came and he gave his life for us, and joy of joys, he rose. And because we know that he rose, through faith in him, we know that even when we die, we will rise to eternal life with God. That's all for this morning. So thanks for coming up. I know this is the day you all get Easter candy, so this is no novelty. I've got something. And then a reminder that you're all going to be singing after this.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive. My Jesus is
angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said." This is our text. Please be seated. He is risen.
He
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. You know, I think as we gather on this Easter day, one of the most spectacular characteristics of the Hollywood film industry is special effects. I mean, how many times have you walked out of a theater or you watched a movie on TV and you're thinking to yourself, wow, how did they do that? But I'm going to tell you, there is no Hollywood special effect that can match the earth-shaking, tomb-opening visit from the angel on Easter morning. In fact, the shockwaves of joy from that morning are still being felt all over the world, because it is the most joyful event in the history of humanity. You know, in spite of all that has been going on here and around the world, there's been something that I have been waiting for the past 40 days to do. And I hope that you will join with me, because around the world, it is customary for some Christian congregations to eliminate one word from their vocabulary during the season of Lent. That word is not spoken or sung or prayed in some congregations all the way from Ash Wednesday until Easter Sunday. I mean, Palm Sunday, that starts off with the word Hosanna, which means save us. And the crowds, they shouted it in order to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. But we know that their hosannas quickly turned to hostility and hatred. By the end of the week, Jesus heard the shouts of crucify him ringing in his ears as he carried his cross up the hill to Golgotha. I mean, for 40 days we have waited for this moment when we could celebrate the risen Christ. And so today, with congregations around the world, we get the opportunity to say that one special word together. And that word is, as some of you have already guessed, hallelujah. It's the Hebrew word that means praise you, Lord. And so I invite you to say it with me now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on, you could do better than that. One more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the ultimate Easter word. But in all candor, we would have to say that hallelujah was probably the last word that the women were thinking as they headed to Jesus' tomb, as they headed there to anoint his broken body on that first Easter morning. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Don't you remember that? The angel sat on the stone. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away, from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. And they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they came to him, and they clasped his feet, and they worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." You know, there are so many stories in the Bible of people waiting on God. They're waiting to hear God's voice, waiting to receive God's provision or guidance. So I think it's interesting that the Easter story is one of those few stories in the Bible when God waits for us. Can you picture the guards' faces when they see the angel descend from heaven and roll back the stone from Jesus' tomb with such power that he caused an earthquake? But I want you to notice that the angel didn't release Jesus from the tomb. Jesus had already risen from the grave. He had even folded up his grave clothes neatly and left them behind. He didn't need the angel's help. But the angel rolled away the stone so that Jesus' visitors that morning could see inside the empty tomb. And then the angel sat down on the stone. Why did he sit down on the stone? He wasn't tired. Well, the angel was sitting there waiting for the women to arrive. And what do you reckon he was doing while he was waiting? Well, one thing we do know is that he wasn't practicing what he was going to say to the women. I mean, we might do something like that, but not an angel. I mean, angels may have a fairly hard job, but I think memorizing their lines would be easy. Almost every angel, at least in the New Testament, has the same opening line: "Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. That's four words and an exclamation point. That's how you know that God is near. Whenever God is near, people get very afraid. So I want you to imagine the women coming to the tomb in the early morning darkness. Their eyes are swollen and tender from weeping. Their hearts are breaking. It's a journey that they hoped they would never have to make. And they walk to the tomb with heavy hearts, fearful of harassment by the guards, worried about how they would move the stone, and grieving because the man who was the way, the truth, and the life was now dead and in the grave. And then they saw the angel waiting for them. And notice what the angel says. "He's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come see for yourself. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he's already headed toward Galilee." And as the women hurried out from the tomb, we're told that Jesus appeared to them in the flesh. Jesus, whose bloody, tortured body they had prepared for burial. He was standing before them alive. "Do not be afraid," he said. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And nothing in human history has been the same since that moment. I mean, if every believer shouted "Alleluia" on Easter Sunday morning with all of their might, maybe we would create the greatest explosion of joy that this world has ever experienced. Because Jesus' resurrection from the grave and his promise of an eternal life for everyone who puts their trust in him That's the very heart of Christianity. And that's why we say, Alleluia, today and every day. One more time. Alleluia. He arose and he lives forevermore. So praise the Lord. And one more time I have to say, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, may it keep our hearts and our minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord. In the midst of
Hallelujah. We sing your praises, O Lord. We thank you for all of your blessings to us, the gift of your Son. And now, Lord, we bring our offerings, returning just a portion of that rich blessing that you shower upon us. Make them useful for the work of your church, that your word might be proclaimed, and that through that word, your Spirit would work in the hearts and lives of all who hear it, praying that one day all people might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a holy fear at the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of his power to save. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sharing of the gospel, that God, who chose the first apostles first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, would open the mouths of his pastors and people to proclaim Christ crucified and raised again. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our homes, that God would be the companion of those who live alone and fill every household with his wisdom and grace until he guides us to his holy abode. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in authority, that they would govern humbly as those placed in their positions by the risen Christ, who is glorious in power. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, remember in our prayers the sick and those in any need. Especially we remember in our prayers Don and Alice, Margaret and Bernetta, Gary and Deb, Francis and Bill, Kim, Andrew and Michelle, Brandy and Heather, Gary and Michael, Ray and Norma, Ron and Vicky, Kyle and Marilyn, Renee and Michelle, Diana and Carolyn, Jordan and Tyler, Reggie and Larry, and all of those others who we raise up before you in our hearts. That the dawning light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Gracious and loving Lord, on this day we celebrate your resurrection and the life that we also have in and through you. Lord, we praise you for the gift of life. And today we raise up our prayers in celebration with Julie Miller as she celebrates her birthday this week. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've shown her and that you have shown all of us. Gracious God, be with her and sustain her. And Lord, help us all to celebrate that promise of life that we have in Christ Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the faithful, that at the resurrection of all flesh, we might awaken in joy to the Lord's presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father,
you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore, our hearts are glad, and we rejoice, for our flesh also dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and the fullness of joy in his presence may be known to us, until we come also to the eternal pleasures at his right hand forevermore.
For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
And now, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. One more time. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We will continue with the singing of our closing hymn, The Day of Resurrection.
The day.